And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 29th of December, 2014. It's the anniversary of the massacre at Wounded Knee, South Dakota, 1890, 23 years after the local tribes had signed a treaty with the U.S. government guaranteeing them the rights to the land around the Black Hills, sacred land to the Indians. The treaty said that no one could move there, no one could even travel through there without the consent of the tribes. But in the 1870s, gold discovered in the Black Hills, the treaty was broken. People from the Sioux tribe were forced onto a reservation. There was a promise of more food and supplies, which never came. And then in 1889, a native prophet named Wovoka from the Paiute tribe in Nevada had a vision of a ceremony that would renew the earth and return the buffalo and make the white men disappear. It was called the Ghost Dance, and people traveled across the plains to hear Wovoka speak, including emissaries from the Sioux tribe who brought his teachings back to South Dakota. And the Ghost Dance, performed in brightly colored shirts, spread through the villages on the Sioux Reservation. It frightened the white Indian agents. It seemed dangerous to them. One of them wired Washington to say he was afraid. He wanted to arrest the leaders. He was given permission to do that, to arrest Chief Sitting Bull, who was killed in the attempt. And the next chief on the wanted list was Sitting Bull's half-brother, Chief Bigfoot, who, when he found out about it, decided to lead his people to Pine Ridge Reservation for protection. But it was winter. It was 40 below zero. He contracted pneumonia on the way. He was sick. He was flying a white flag. He was a peaceful man. He had actually renounced the idea of the Ghost Dance. But the Army did not make distinctions. They intercepted Bigfoot's band, ordered them into the camp on the banks of the Wounded Knee Creek. Bigfoot went peacefully. The next morning, federal soldiers began confiscating their weapons. A scuffle broke out between a soldier and an Indian. The soldiers opened fire, killing almost 300 men, women, and children. One of the people wounded was the famous medicine man Black Elk, who said, "I did not know then how much was ended. I can still see the butchered women and children lying heaped and scattered all along the Crooked Gulch, and I can see that something else died there and was buried in the blizzard. A people's dream died there. It was a beautiful dream." Here's a poem for today by Philip Dacey, guest of honor. "Every day I drive by the grave of my fiancée's father. She lost him when she was one. He's our intimate stranger, our guardian angel floating a la Chagall just above our heads. I go to him for love lessons. He touches my hand with that tenderness the dead have for the living. When I touch her hand so, she knows where I've been. At the wedding, he'll give her away to me, and the glass he'll raise to toast us will be a chalice brimful of sun, his words heard all the more clearly for their absence, as stone is cut away to form dates." Poem by Philip Dacey, guest of honor from Church of the Adagio, published by Rain Mountain Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work. Keep in touch.